Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 16, 2022. Prerequisites for the appearance of the language of branches. The first Kabbalists expressed themselves in narrative language and described all kinds of spiritual processes through something close to legends and fairy tales, and by referring to inanimate, vegetative, animal and human nature, they did not mean materiality at all, but spiritual, higher forces of nature. But at the same time they understood each other because they felt this upper sphere, an upper field, and their feelings were similar. And then, as our egoism developed more and more from generation to generation, they began to feel how much further they were moving away from ordinary people, and they could not tell them anything, they could not explain, show, or reveal anything. And here the problem arises: how can you communicate with people who do not feel the field of internal connection between themselves, called the upper world, the spiritual world, but feel this connection only to a limited extent in their five sense organs, including sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch? Kabbalists of the past did not particularly transmit this knowledge. They communicated with their own kind, with those who feel the upper nature besides our nature. Moreover, they discovered that there are five spiritual sense organs in a person, and they began to compare them with material ones. They took words from our world and began to describe spiritual actions, qualities, and interactions through them. Thus they developed a language for themselves called Svatthanafim, the language of branches, parallel to our sense organs. It turns out that one takes the concepts of our world and describes some actions, interactions, and connections with them. At the same time, you have a good picture, supposedly, about people who communicate with each other, get married, give birth, and develop, and so on. But, in principle, we are not talking about that, but about internal qualities, and how Kabbalists attain upper meta in these internal qualities. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, August 2, 2022. An opportunity to rise above ego. Question: you write that a group is a lens that focuses light. What does that mean? Answer: in order to begin to feel the true nature and the Creator as its source, we need to rise above our egoism. In order to receive an opportunity to rise above the ego, we need some kind of strength, resources, and means. Therefore, we are given a chance to gather in a group and start trying to rise together with it. In the group you can see to what extent you are an egoist, how much you have to change yourself from the desire to receive to the desire to bestow, how much you make excuses for yourself, are selfish, or, on the contrary, you try to annul yourself, to subjugate yourself to the group, and so on. Practically all Kabbalists write about this. It is precisely in this way that a person can reduce his egoism, develop qualities similar to the Creator in himself, and raise himself above ego in order to really begin feeling the upper nature. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, July 19, 2022. The fake world. Question: in theory, a movie itself is a fraud. For example, a movie supposedly takes place in New York, but in fact they shoot somewhere in an alley or a set somewhere else. It still evokes certain feelings in people. They are sort of deceived, but this deception works. Nowadays everything is being filmed in 3D in studios. They recreate some worlds for you to view, but in fact, you see generated graphics, something not real. Is there some kind of energy behind the material image that has existed for five centuries that is identical to this 3D? Answer: all this is so artificial. But what does genuine mean? What does natural mean? No one knows that. You can take a person and stuff him with any images as basic ones, and then build anything upon them, any civilization, any culture. But gradually it all goes away. We are entering a completely different world, which will be a transitional world where we will get used to the fact that everything is changing. As, for example, in the movies where encounters with aliens who arrived from other galaxies are portrayed. Let's say some huge hall in which different creatures with crocodile muzzles or with two heads walk around and bow to each other, such an international bazaar. We are in a state where we have to get used to the fact that the world is within us, all of Hollywood is within us. One single truth will prevail above everything. This is the Kabbalistic approach. Everything will be measured only by the relative quality of bestowal. Relative means that it is in a different way for everyone. People will communicate and understand each other internally. The feeling of our world, space, and matter will begin to disappear because it does not really exist. Engels said that matter is given to us, in sensations. And it is indeed so. Matter is what is given to us, today in sensations. To the extent that our qualities, our sensations change, our idea of matter also changes. Question: if we compare cinema with this fake world and take Kabbalistic texts, do they also awaken certain states, a certain movie, but only on a different level? Are the feelings that are awakened, for example, by the Book of Zohar and by other sources real, not like a movie? Answer: yes, because they are those partial qualities, types, and fragments of the whole unified image of nature. That is, they are degrees of attaining the perfection of nature, which is eternal and perfect. And all its degrees are private measures of its revelation relative to us. They also exist, but they exist relative to us. Everything else that we feel today is absolutely elusive, invented because it is induced to us, by our egoism, like in a half-dream, like in an unconscious state in which a person feels some kind of vibes. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Deception of the Movies, February 19, 2013. The Wondrous World of a Perfect Family. Question: some researchers say that the secret to a perfect marriage is simple. You need 6 meaningful conversations, 3 long walks, and 2 fights every month. 2 short and 2 longer vacations are mandatory. It's important to say I love you up to 10 times a week, kiss 3 times a day, and embrace 11 times a week. Be proud of your partner in front of others, forgive bad habits, always concede to the other regardless of who is right. And very importantly, fairly divide household chores. What do you think? Answer: all these conditions make up a man's prison. Hang up a big sign on the wall and set a reminder with a loudspeaker, announcing, it's time to talk about love. Question: so, it's time to kiss. It's time to bring flowers. It's time. Won't work? Answer: you see, it's a habit. It will work actually. If a person does it for a month or two, he will come to feel, it's been a while since I last brought flowers. Question: so the habit will become second nature? Answer: the habit is given to us, from above. Comment: you were talking about the institution of men and women, the fact that upbringing is necessary. My response: it is education. It cannot be taken lightly as some sort of secondary schooling, but has to be nurtured within every family. Radio, television, all these things out there have to be incorporated in this education. Movies as well, anything really works, so it would be absorbed from an early age. Question: so you support the statement we used to hear, it is a healthy cell of a society. If the family is healthy, then the society is too. Answer: it must be so. You cannot replace it with anything else no matter what the times are. It evolves from human nature, the real one, which we have lost long ago. Who can take it? People live up to 100 years and 80 are spent with the same partner to whom you are constantly obliged. Question: maybe one can turn this obligation into a benefit? The fact that he is obliged to someone would be to his benefit? Answer: either way that's very tough. We run away from our own mother after a few years. Question: so these cells, these families, are falling apart because the individual cannot endure the pressure? Answer: he cannot tolerate the limitations he is obligated to live within. Question: then the question is, how can they be tolerated? Answer: by means of working out a number of variables. One of which is the necessity to do so given to us, by nature, which we inhabit, and within this framework we attain our highest spiritual eternal state of being. So the family represents a kind of production farm in which we work on our higher self. This is the greatest opportunity, the chance for us, to reach the spiritual state. I don't really talk about this during my lessons because it's not for our present time yet. But it will happen. Moreover, there is an absolutely clear distribution of responsibilities, opportunities, and reciprocal fulfillment in which children also play a significant role as they are included in the relationship between husband and wife according to their age and with the fact that they get to have their own children, grandchildren, and so on. That is, it is a combine, it is a whole system. It should be a huge complex production. It will happen. Our world won't be able to exist without it, but accordingly nature will lead us to it. So we are in for some tough years ahead. Comment: you just spoke about children and their children. My response: it is all growing and developing. There must be and is obligatorily through three generations. Children should see their grandparents and parents and really feel them. Question: what is an ideal family for you? Answer: the ideal family is the one that will come to be and it will meet these requirements. At this point we are trying to lay some sort of foundation for this movement. But it is still very risky to talk about this. It appears as though we are loading the heaviest responsibilities upon ourselves. Question: by whom? By you or the young people? Answer: by everyone. At the point when one can actually see the inner essence of one's partner and the years spent together mean nothing, the appearance means nothing, because everything is determined only according to their inner state. It's an extraordinary world that we're going to build. And it will be spiritual. I won't see the appearance of my partner, or their habits and so on, like I see today. It's going to be a continuous renewal between us, and within each of us. Question: are we renewing all the time? The same couple, but it is continuously renewed? Answer: of course. Not the same, but a new one in a way. Comment: I'd like to live in a world like that. My response: it has to be earned. We're not there yet. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, June 6, 2022. Spiritual message. Comment: the moment you convey information, when you pass something out of yourself, it is recorded on video or audio. When we watch these recordings, it is like we are watching this movie anew every time. It is not just the same movie, but a new one. My response: naturally, because the information itself is a spiritual message, and it depends on the state of any listener each time. You will read and view it dozens of times and see it as completely different each time because there is light in it, and you will choose from this light what you can in accordance with your qualities at that moment. Question: does this have some kind of time limit? Let's say it still affects the state of the listener for a week, and after that it does not. Answer: no, there is no such thing in spirituality. It is just that a person is under the influence of certain internal conditions, but the information itself is eternal. It constantly exists in the same volume. I transformed it to a certain level, lowered it, clothed it in some new covering, and starting from this degree and below, everyone can perceive it, in accordance with their qualities. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Exchange of Spiritual Information, February 15, 2013. See the entire system as a whole. Comment: when a child is born, They begin to stuff him with unnecessary information and with various stereotypes. Does any previous data, parents for example, influence a child's perception of the world? Or is any baby just a blank tape on which you can record everything? My response, no, absolutely not. We are in one common system and are completely interconnected both in our good and bad qualities and our deeds. This is a massive system that we cannot convey to our listeners or readers right now. To do this, you need to see it as a whole because it is not discrete, but rather analog and integral. Therefore, it is impossible to understand any fate if you do not see the entire system and the way it influences a particular soul at every moment in its historical development, the way all this transfuses and affects it, and causes certain reactions in it. In addition, if free will is turned on in this soul, then everything changes in the entire system. In general, this is unpredictable. We are not able to cover this. King David spoke about this in Psalm 139, "When I reveal your world, I see an amazing harmony shimmering in the one great entire single soul, and I also have a place there. I was created in the depths of this system, gradually came out of it, and now I begin to attain it, as if surfacing to its highest level. How great is your deed, Creator?" This is approximately how he described his feelings 2,500 years ago. From CapTV's I Got a Call. The World Through the Eyes of a Baby, February 10, 2013.